Hey everyone, welcome to the Slice of Construction podcast. I'm your host, Jared Taylor. Joining me today is Steve Del Orto, the founder and CEO of Concentric. Steve, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Jared. Thanks for having me on this morning.
I'm excited. Let's dive right in. Tell the audience about yourself.
Well, don't know where to start exactly, but yeah, on the Concentric front, interesting career in construction, was in the industry as an executive officer for 26 years with a major general contractor, and decided to leave that and create a technology company as a startup. But fundamentally just saw some critical challenges and problems faced by the industry. And I think it's a rare instance where somebody can accrue that sort of expertise over those years and then leave to create a solution that will benefit the industry overall and not just, one company. So, the construction industry has been great to me my whole career, and it's really nice to really change and shape in a significant way how things are done for the better.
And there's having this experience in construction, like you have, how have like these early experience those shape your views on things like the pre-construction processes and that need for technology, technological integration?
When you're in it and you're doing it day in and day out, and then you're also responsible for managing teams and grooming and training the talent to do all aspects of construction, you realize in our industry that we're so 100% reliant on the individual, and it's harder and harder now in the business to find people with the right experience in the quantities that you need them to meet the given demand. And so while I was doing it, it became apparent to me that that throwing more people at it in order to grow, it was not sustainable, nor was it realistic. They're just not out there. On top of the fact that the great people that you have doing that day in and day out are carrying such an immense load. And then you sit in these meetings and you've got stakeholders. You've got, the general contractor and the pre-construction team. You've got the design, architect, engineers, and you've got the owner, be it a public or a private owner representative, and they're all coming to the table to do the right thing and to make the project successful. But fundamentally, there's nothing there to support them, nothing there to really help allow them to collaborate more efficiently, allow them to make more data-driven decisions or data-driven processes that lightens the load for them to just do all the what I call kind of monkey work. And the problem is that monkey work just accumulates, and you've got 30 to 40 different distinct workflows or efforts that pre-construction involves to do it the right way. And that's an enormous time suck for these people to keep up with all of that. And in today's day and age, when you look around and there's more computing power in our phone than there was in, rockets we were sending into space, but I feel like the state of the industry today, we're still in this very analog, antiquated level of technology. And you look at even the banking and finance industry, and they've invested a lot of money in automating and computer assisted stuff. And we're sitting here doing it with Excel, like an array of Excel spreadsheets. It's like calculating on an abacus these days. So huge opportunity. And, I stepped out to do what I'm doing with a fantastic team because it needs to change. But I don't think anybody from the outside, just in the technology world outside of the construction industry, can figure out pre-construction. It's a very unique animal. It's very iterative. The people that do it day in and day out are absolute pros. And you got to spend a lot of years to really figure it out. And so I think the danger is if the industry relies on other people to solve this problem, they're not at all going to be satisfied with the results, and they're going to be right back, using the abacus. So we at Concentric pride ourselves on building something as builders for our fellow builders with all of the domain expertise and knowledge that have been accrued over decades of experience.
Yeah, I think there's a handful of spaces that good luck to outsiders trying to get in, construction being one of them, right? It's just, there's so much terminology and you need to go through the ups and downs and those painful meetings that I'm sure you've sat in all too often to understand that there's got to be a better way. And as bad as it is that companies are using, you know, Excel and stuff like that still in, you know, quite a bit. Quick kudos to what Excel built for the fact, man, that everyone's been using it for so long.
Unbelievable. But you know, the time is now for this industry to have something that's built purposely for the exact needs that, you know, I think the benefit of Excel is it's very flexible and customizable, but that's really a bit of the downfall of the industry's ability to leverage that data and do something with it, because Excel doesn't give you data. It just gives you values in a cell. And when that data remains unstructured and inaccessible, you fundamentally can't use your own stuff to make the next job better and your company better, project after project after project. And so that's fundamentally, like, foundationally what we solve. And then we build all the digitized workflows off of that platform, and also providing an environment where people come and work within it, because now you can have everybody operating on a common shared single source of truth for the benefit of all. It has to be solved at the platform scale. It has to be solved from the bottoms up. And by doing it and doing it the right way with the best of the best practices that we know as domain experts, along with our customer partners, it's already an amazing impact to everybody's businesses.
And when you look at kind of other solutions in the market, I guess, how would you say Concentric differentiates itself from those?
Yeah, good question. So in construction, you've got three primary phases of the life of the life of a project, a building or whatever it might be. You've got the, from at least the GC perspective, but the stakeholders, there's the idea, how do you put the team together? Everybody's, you know, think of it like the CRM space. How are you tracking opportunities? But at some point, people get engaged with the project, and that's where you get into the planning phase, the design, the pre-construction, everybody coming together, you know, in a planning abstract phase. Then there's the execution, you know, swinging the steel, pouring the concrete, and building the asset. And then, of course, you know, the sustainability aspect of this life cycle is critical, because that building is going to operate and be in existence for 20, 30, 50 years. So those four cycles, you know, we're going to bring all of that together in one platform, either through integrations, but with a hyper focus on the pre-construction phase, because there's really nothing else out there that is solving that at the scale that we're solving it. And quite honestly, there's not even hardly out of the 40 workflows that I mentioned, there's only like a couple point solutions. And, you know, the industry, and we talk to our customers all the time and just people in the industry, what they don't want is to end up with 40 point solutions, because those 40 point solutions then require more complicated integration than that same 40 groupings of different ad hoc spreadsheets. Now they've bought themselves into a bigger problem. So, you know, it's a pretty greenfield opportunity for the industry and for us to go solve pre-con in a great way, because the lion's share of it hasn't been addressed by anything from a modern software perspective.
Now, Steve, you've been involved in some, over the course of your career, some large scale, iconic construction projects. How has technology in general, like, changed the way these large scale projects are managed today compared to early on in your career? I know you mentioned it, right? Excel and things like that. Is there anything else you wanted to add to that?
Well, you know, big, large scale projects, you know, they're great and all, but some of my favorite projects were the projects that were even like under 100 million or 10 million. You know, what's common to all of them is the way you have to estimate the project, plan the project, optimize the value through design option considerations. Fundamentally, the processes are all the same, no matter whether it's Salesforce Tower or, you know, the Golden State Warriors Arena, or if it's a renovation of a dormitory at a university. It's fundamentally the same. So the ability for us to have an impact across that entire, scale of project and scale of company, is awesome. We're not in this niche segment of something that we're just doing something at a relatively small scale. This is huge. And the way the dent that we can be putting in the construction universe is quite large.
And the construction space in general, it's not an easy space to innovate in. I'm going to keep going back to your Excel point. People go back to it, right? So, because people get comfortable with something, they want to stick to it. Change is sometimes, not so fun, but necessary. What would you say some of the biggest challenges of trying to innovate in the construction industry are? Would love to hear that from you.
Adoption. I think it's natural for anybody to be hesitant to leave what's familiar, to try something new. And then on top of that, it's that chicken and the egg thing in that everybody is so busy just trying to keep up with the workload and the deluge of opportunities coming in. And I'm speaking from a pre-construction perspective, but this applies top to bottom just throughout the industry, that they struggle to, make the commitment to pause, try something new, because they do know that when that new thing becomes familiar to them, it could potentially save them, 2 to 3 times the amount of time and effort doing it the old fashioned way. But they just got to make that commitment once to just stop, change the trajectory, get on a different track. And then life's going to be a lot smoother, a lot more efficient, a lot easier. So we work with our customers and we're working with the industry to just try to get people over that hump. And, culturally, some companies are different than others. And, we focus on the ones that are progressive and see the light and the vision and want to be a true partner with us. And we have a lot of them and they're fantastic and they get into it and they work and take the leadership internally to bring all of the individuals within their company along on this journey. And then, everybody else will come around. My advice to companies is to really step up and really embrace it, because this is not an era in which you can really put that off or just continue to do it the old fashioned way. Things have accelerated. And I think people should be able to relate to this. Look at the level of communication, the advent of, the smartphone, and just the rate of the pace at which you are expected to reply and keep up with things has accelerated on an exponential basis. And that's just this day and age. And so if you as a construction company and as a leader within these construction companies don't embrace that, it's not like you're going to finish in fourth place and that's okay. You literally are going to wither away. You won't exist because you will be so far behind without the ability to catch up. So people really do need to get on this.
And another thing I wanted to really ask you, Steve, was around sustainability. It's become increasingly important in construction. You hear about it everywhere now. Not that you didn't before, but it seems like a lot more than in years past. I guess, how does sustainability, what are your thoughts with Concentric and sustainability? What future initiatives do you have maybe planned in this area? And I guess, how do we make construction more sustainable? So there's a couple questions in there. Take whichever one you want at first.
No, I love that question. And I can answer it all kind of in one package. Fundamentally, there's so much more we can be doing in what we build and how we plan what we build, because everything today is pretty much evaluated on a first cost basis. And we don't have, again, back to that point about Excel spreadsheets and the lack of structured data. What we really need to do to be able to frame up the decision properly is have the data and the proper context in front of us to be able to evaluate the impact of the first cost decision over the life cycle cost of, the life cycle of a project and from a life cycle cost perspective. And I have, very direct, specific experience with this in a very special delivery model called, public-private partnerships, particularly when they base it on the availability payment methodology. And to boil it down, basically, you're taking the overall value of the cost of a project, amortizing that over the lifespan of a project, and building in performance measures to incentivize that long-term focus, not just the first, you know, the first cost focus. And being involved in several of those project types, eye-opening to me, because when you actually have the data and you can do that net present value decision-making process, you start to realize that it's quite wasteful. It's certainly not sustainable to only build what you can afford today without any consideration of the operational cost, the cost of the utilities to power the building in an inefficient way. I mean, you've got to calculate all of that. And now we also have carbon to factor into the decision-making process. So, you know, first and foremost, you have to have the data. To have the data, you have to have a platform like Concentric that can organize that data, make it available in a structured manner. And then from there, people can be evaluating design decisions and planning decisions from a life cycle cost perspective versus just solely the first cost, because that information's there and they can see it, and it's something that they can, you know, take to the bank. It's not just some made up cocktail napkin math that you just don't have confidence in. That's how we're going to really change the paradigm in terms of how people really make these decisions. And very quickly, we'll see that sustainability factor, however you measure it, significantly improve pretty rapidly. And we're pretty close.
What's Steve, thank you so much for your thoughts. It'll be interesting to see how sustainability continues to become such a crucial part of construction. But to your point, you need the right platform to be able to manage all that information. When, you know, we're in Q2, when you look at what's next for Concentric, let's just say this year for now, what can you share with us? I know there's some stuff you probably can't share, but what can you share with us in terms of what's next?
Well, we as a company, I mean, we're just a fantastic team of amazing people. Our product design, our product engineering, you know, the people that are taking care of our customers. It's just amazing what we've achieved in just, you know, more or less a year and a half of development, of active development. We have 12, sitting here today, we have 12 solutions within this platform. Each solution could literally stand on its own as a point solution and be a commercially viable company on its own. We already have 12. So we got a lot of stuff already in the works to solve all aspects of, the needs in pre-construction. When I say pre-construction, that's not solely from the general contractor design builder's perspective. This is a project first platform that the architect and the engineering team and the owner, there's a lot in this platform, a lot of benefits for them, either directly or indirectly, for them to both use it and benefit from it. So while I can't get into specifics, our roadmap is robust, and as a platform, there will be nothing else like it. And there's certainly nothing else that is going to get built to the level of quality and thoroughness of what we're building and as fast and rapidly as we can build and deliver this. Because I feel we have to. That's our mission, because the industry has needed this for far too long. And we have a lot of catching up to do. And again, I don't think this industry, and I don't think the builders and owners and architects can afford to have other people outside of the industry for us to think, oh, it's a software thing, so we need software people to solve this problem for us. No, we're solving it as builders. And we at Concentric have this amazing balance of domain expertise in the industry, as well as the equal strength of B2B design, development, software professionals, and merging those two worlds is building the best-in-class platform for the construction industry.
Well, Steve, I'm excited to stay in touch with you and continue to see how Concentric grows, and we'll definitely have to have you come back on, give us an update on where things are at. But it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you here today, learning more about Concentric, and thank you for all that you're doing to impact the construction industry.
Yeah, thank you, Jared. Thanks for having me on. And I think it's important to have these topics out there because I think pre-construction in particular, our customers, the professionals that do this day in and day out, are a bit of the unsung heroes. You know, they're the ones that have to plan this stuff in the abstract, and they don't necessarily get to see, say, the glory of the people in charge of swinging the steel and pouring the concrete. And, you know, it's just great to have, to be a voice, to really promote what they bring to the table, and they're, you know, been underserved with technology and just support, and we're here for them. So it's great to be able to also, hopefully they're tuning in and hearing this because we're in their corner.
I love it. Well, Steve, thanks so much, and wishing you all the best of luck.
Thanks, Jared.